In the far south of Siberia, surrounded by mountains and frozen for nearly half the year, there is a body of water that should not be possible. From above, in winter, its surface looks like shattered glass, sheets of ice so clear you can see straight down into a blackness that seems to have no bottom. And in a way, it almost doesn't, because this is not an ocean. It is not a sea. It is a lake, and it is deeper than most of the ocean basins on our entire planet. This is Lake Baikal. It holds more fresh water than all five of the North American Great Lakes combined. It is older than any other lake on Earth by tens of millions of years. And hidden within its depths are creatures that exist nowhere else in the world. Secrets buried on its floor, and stories that even now scientists struggle to fully explain. Today we are going to travel to the bottom of the deepest lake on Earth. We're going to meet the impossible animals that live there, uncover what lies more than a mile beneath its frozen surface, and explore the mysteries that have surrounded this place for generations. So, take a breath, because we are about to go deep. Let's start with the facts, because with Lake Baikal, the facts alone sound like fiction. This lake reaches a maximum depth of 5,387 feet. That is more than a mile straight down. To put that in perspective, if you took the tallest building in the United States and dropped it into the deepest part of Baikal, it would vanish completely and you would still have thousands of feet of cold black water above it before you reach the surface. Most of the world's ocean floor is shallower than the bottom of this lake, but depth is only the beginning. Lake Baikal is estimated to be around 25 million years old. Think about what that means. Most lakes on Earth are geologically young. They form, they fill with sediment, and within a few thousand or tens of thousands of years, they disappear. Baikal has been here since long before human beings existed, since before many of the mountain ranges we know today had finished rising. It is not just old, it is ancient beyond almost anything else of its kind. And then there is the water itself. Lake Baikal contains roughly one-fifth of all the unfrozen fresh water on the surface of the entire planet. One single lake, tucked away in southern Siberia, holds 20% of the world's available liquid fresh water. If every other source of fresh water on Earth were to somehow vanish, Baikal alone could supply all of humanity for decades. The water is famously clear as well. In winter, when the lake freezes, divers have reported being able to see more than 130 feet through the ice-cold water, a clarity almost unheard of anywhere else. Now, let's talk about what lives here, because this is where Lake Baikal becomes truly extraordinary. Because it has been isolated for so many millions of years, life inside the lake evolved on its own separate path, cut off from the rest of the world. The result is that the overwhelming majority of the species living in Baikal are found nowhere else on the planet. Scientists call this endemism, and Baikal has one of the highest concentrations of unique species of any lake on Earth. The most famous of these is an animal that by all logic should not exist here at all. It is a seal, a real, genuine seal with big dark eyes and a round body, living thousands of miles from the nearest ocean in a freshwater lake in the middle of a continent. It is called the Nerpa, and it is the only exclusively freshwater seal species in the world. This is one of the great puzzles of Baikal. How did a seal, an animal we normally associate with oceans and coastlines, end up marooned in a landlocked Siberian lake? Scientists still debate the answer. The leading idea is that the seal's distant ancestors swam in from the Arctic Ocean along ancient rivers during the last ice age, and then became trapped as the world changed around them. Over thousands of years, they adapted, and today the Nerpa thrives in a place its ancestors could never have imagined. Then there is a fish so strange it hardly seems real. It is called the Golomayanka, and its body is almost completely transparent. If you held one up to the light, you could see straight through it. Nearly half of its body is made of oil, which helps it survive the crushing pressure and cold of the deep lake. Unlike almost every other fish, it gives birth to live young rather than laying eggs, and it can live at tremendous depths where few other creatures can survive. These ghostly, see-through fish drift through the dark waters of Baikal in enormous numbers, and they form the main food source for the Nerpa seals. An entire hidden food web built out of animals that exist nowhere else on Earth. So, what is it actually like at the bottom of Lake Baikal? For a long time, we simply did not know. the lake is so deep and so cold that reaching its floor was, for most of history, impossible. That changed when scientists began using deep-diving submersibles, small crewed vehicles built to withstand enormous pressure, to descend into the darkness. What they found down there surprised them. At the very bottom of this freshwater lake, they discovered hydrothermal vents, cracks in the lake bed where warm, mineral-rich water seeps up from within the earth. These are features we usually associate with the deep ocean, not with lakes. And around these vents, unusual communities of life cluster together, feeding off the chemistry of the water rather than sunlight, in the same way strange creatures do at the bottom of the sea. It is one more way that Baikal blurs the line between a lake and an ocean. The clarity of the water down there is part of what makes the lake so special. Tiny living creatures in the lake, including a species of freshwater shrimp found only in Baikal, act like a natural cleaning crew, constantly filtering the water and consuming debris. It is thanks to these small, tireless animals that the lake stays so astonishingly clear. Baikal, in a sense, cleans itself. Before we go deeper into the stories, I want to take you up to the surface in the dead of winter, because Baikal in the cold season is one of the most surreal landscapes on the planet. For roughly 4 to 5 months of the year, the entire lake freezes over. And this is no ordinary ice, because the water is so pure and so clear, the ice that forms on top of it is often almost perfectly transparent. People walk out onto it and feel as though they are standing on a sheet of glass suspended over a bottomless void, able to see cracks plunging down and down beneath their boots. The ice can grow to be several feet thick, thick enough that in the past, roads and even a railway were run straight across the frozen lake. Trapped inside that ice, you can sometimes see something remarkable. Frozen bubbles, stacked one on top of another, hanging suspended in the clear ice, like strings of pearls. These are bubbles of methane gas, rising up from the lake bed and freezing in place as the surface hardens around them. They are beautiful to look at, but they are also a reminder of the chemistry constantly at work deep below. In other places, the wind and the shifting of the ice push enormous shards upward into jagged blue ridges called hummocks, walls of turquoise ice that can tower over a person. Photographers travel from all over the world to capture these scenes, and it is easy to understand why. There is truly nowhere else that looks quite like it. Of course, a place this old, this deep, and this remote attracts more than just scientists. It attracts stories. And over the years, Lake Baikal has gathered plenty of them. Local people living along its shores have told tales for generations of strange lights seen beneath the ice, of unexplained shapes in the water, and of a lake that seems, at times, almost alive. Some of the more famous modern stories come from the era of the Soviet Union, when military divers were said to have encountered things in the deep water that they could not explain. These accounts have been repeated and exaggerated over the years until it is very hard to separate fact from legend. I want to be honest with you here, because that matters to me. Most of these stories have no solid evidence behind them, and the more sensational versions, the ones involving strange humanoid swimmers or lights from another world, belong to folklore rather than science. But I include them because they are part of what Baikal is. When you have a lake this vast, this deep, and this old, sitting in one of the most remote regions on Earth, the human imagination cannot help but fill the darkness with wonders. What is genuinely mysterious and backed by real science is how much of Baikal as we still do not understand. New species are discovered in its waters on a regular basis. Its full ecosystem has never been completely catalogued, and the lake continues to surprise the researchers who devote their lives to studying it. And here is perhaps the most astonishing fact of all. Lake Baikal is not finished growing. It sits on top of a rift, a place where the crust of the earth is slowly pulling apart. Every single year, the two sides of the lake drift a little farther away from each other, widening the basin by roughly the width of a fingernail. It sounds tiny, but given enough time, millions of years into the future, geologists believe this rift could keep tearing open until the lake becomes something far greater. Some scientists suggest that Baikal may be the very beginning of a future ocean, a new sea slowly being born in the heart of a continent. If that idea fascinates you, it connects directly to something I explored in another video, about a place in Africa where the ground is splitting apart and a brand new ocean is expected to form. Baikal and that African rift are two windows into the same slow, powerful process, the restless movement of our living planet. I'll leave that video for you as well. So that is Lake Baikal, more than a mile deep, 25 million years old. Home to a freshwater seal that should not exist. Transparent fish that give birth to live young. And hydrothermal vents on a lake bed that behaves like the floor of an ocean. It holds a fifth of the world's fresh water, cleans itself with an army of tiny shrimp, and is quietly, patiently pulling itself apart to one day become a sea. We have explored the deepest trenches of the ocean together. But sometimes the most incredible places on Earth are not hidden beneath the waves at all. Sometimes they are sitting in the middle of a continent, frozen and silent, deeper than the sea itself, waiting for us to look closer. Thank you for coming on this journey to the bottom of the deepest lake on Earth. If you enjoyed it, I think you'll love the video I've linked right here. And until next time, keep looking into the deep. You never know what is looking back.